The ability of hurricane experts to predict accurately when and where a storm will hit has improved dramatically in the last 20 years. NPR's John Hamilton is with the scientists at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
96-hour forecast, 31.5 north.
These are some of the weather experts involved in updating the forecast for Hurricane Frances as it approaches the Florida coast. They have to update the forecast every 3 hours. That means a frenzied pace to keep up with the flow of satellite images, atmospheric readings, and projections made by sophisticated computer models. Edward Rappaport, the center's deputy director, says this approach is a big improvement.
The errors have been cut about in half over the last 20 to 30 years, so we're twice as good in that sense as we used to be.
One reason forecasts are more accurate now is that they're based on much more information. For many years, the Hurricane Center received a small amount of data from airplanes that deliberately fly through storms. Now, that trickle of information has become a torrent thanks to devices called dropsondes.
It's just like a canister that is thrown out in the back of the plane.
Hans Graber is a professor at the University of Miami's Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science.
It takes measurements of temperature, pressure, humidity, and other factors. And the other key part is, as it descends, it has a GPS sensor in there. You can also determine what the wind speed is as a function of altitude.
And each dropsonde sends a stream of data back to the plane, which sends it on to the National Hurricane Center. Graber says there's also a lot more information coming from satellite pictures.
What has changed drastically is, of course, the quality and the details in these kind of pictures. You have even high-resolution ones where you can get down to details of like 1 meter.
Graber is working on the next generation of satellite images. They'll come from satellites that orbit around the Earth's poles instead of hovering above one spot over the equator. That will provide much more data on storms while they're still far out to sea. But Graber says even the best technology isn't about to take the mystery out of hurricanes.
I look at hurricanes more as a live beast, as an animal, you know, and definitely something in the wild that has not been domesticated in that sense. And things can happen at any time.
Forecasters were reminded of that just a few weeks ago. Edward Rappaport of the National Hurricane Center says that's when Hurricane Charley struck Florida's west coast more forcefully than expected.
Well, we forecast Hurricane Charley to go from Category 2 to Category 3 before landfall, and it did. In the last few hours, it also jumped one more category to Category 4. So we're going in the right direction, but we need some more help.
Rappaport says forecasting still requires a touch of art as well as science. That's why every forecast still carries the name of the scientist who wrote it. John Hamilton, NPR News, Miami.